You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I swear I'm going to get to a bunch of these emails to talk about this Fauci stuff here. Alejandro Mayorkas. I need to start getting a lot more Mexican when I say that, so people remember that I habla and we have all those things. But now, before we do that, let's talk just a minute about why our politicians fail us so often, why we get so frustrated. Even they'll run for office, especially the new ones, and they sound so good, don't they? And they sound like they're going to fight for freedom and we're all in it. This is going to be awesome. And then they're just nothing. Well, there is something we have to talk about. It's the type of people who end up in Congress, who end up in the House, who end up in the Senate. You know, we'll pause on that for a moment. You know, what have we talked about when it comes to military recruiting? There are a lot of reasons military recruiting is down. The main reason is America lovers, patriots, they don't want their kids to fight for a communist military that's going to tell them they need to be gayer. That's not why people fight, but there's another reason for it. In fact, before all that, there were complaints about the type of recruits they were getting. American men, young men and young women, but I'll focus on men for now. American young men are fatter than they used to be. They're not as physical. It's much more of a technological era. So they're not as physical. I remember I read an article, this is a couple years back, where the Army was having to do extra training to teach people how to throw a grenade, training they never used to have to do. Why didn't they used to have to do that? Because most American boys at some point in their life will have played a sport like baseball, where grabbing a hard object in your hand, cocking your arm back and chucking it is part of the sport. Therefore, like when I was in the Marines and we had grenade training, you didn't have to teach anybody how to throw. We all knew how to throw. It's not like you had to be a pro, but everyone knew how to, you grab something, you cock your arm back and you chuck it. American kids today aren't as physical as they were before, and they didn't know the basics of throwing. Essentially, what I'm saying is, our recruiting was hurting because we weren't making people who were ready for military service. Look, if I want a society of young men who are ready to go and join the military, I don't have to train them in weapons and things like that, although all that stuff is helpful. I need to teach them how to survive outdoors, camping. Let's go camping. Let's play baseball, football. The basics, teaching young men how to be more physical, more comfortable in the outdoors, then they're more ready to join the military. We aren't producing a society of young men who are ready to join the military and the military suffering. The same thing when it comes to politics, when it comes to Republican politicians that fail us. We pick a dork
and we want him to be a lion. We pick some politician. That's all he's ever done. He went right from, he graduated, of course, 4.0, valedictorian in my class. And then he was on the city council for a while. And then he was a state senator. And he never even asked to shave. He's got such a pleasant, boyish face. And of course, he's never done anything wrong in his lifetime. He's never he's never done anything showing real, true leadership. Of course, he was on the debate team and all these other things. I'm not insulting the debate team. That's fine. But we don't pick lions. We pick dorks. Dorks run for office. We vote for dorks. And then we wonder why they don't walk into the swamp and fight against the machine. Well, we're not sending somebody who has it inside of him to do such a thing. We don't send leaders there. We send goobers and we ask them to be lions when that's not who they are. All right? And yes, before anyone asks, I am perfectly aware that, what was this? About 2.5 hours ago, Chris Christie dropped out of the presidential race. Ah, Jesse, why did you open the show talking about it? Well, who gives a crap? Again, I told you about this before. Chris Christie and Vivek, two sides of the same coin, and they're not going to get a lot of play on the show. Chris Christie was only in the race to savage Donald Trump. That's the only reason he was in the race. He wasn't running to be president. So why would I give him any coverage? Why would I talk about him? Vivek's doing the same thing only to support Trump. He's in the race to savage Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. He's not even trying for the nomination. So stop with that. If you're arguing right now, Jesse, I love Vivek. Okay, then why is he not insulted Donald Trump once? According to all the polls, Donald Trump's in the lead and Vivek can't say a negative word about him. All he does is celebrate him. Why? Because he's not trying to be the nominee. He's there to block for Donald Trump, block DeSantis, block Nikki Haley, which if that's your thing, that's fine. But he's not going to get a lot of airtime on my show when you're not running to be president. Trump's running to be president. DeSantis is running to be president. Vivek's running to get on Trump's good side. That doesn't count as running for office. Chris Christie was doing the same thing, only the opposite. He was running to block Trump. Well, that doesn't get you any points with me either. If you're not running to be anything, then what do I give a crap? Anyway, let's move on to some emails. Before we get to California and their state health insurance, oh gosh. Jesse, I hear you have gone to a black site to do your show. Too many death threats? The truth is always unpopular for the most and for the and dangerous for the ones speaking it. Just look at Jesus and his followers over the years. Have you and your family watched Chosen? It's an excellent show, so on and so forth. Okay, first, we did watch some of Chosen. We have to watch more. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you we've watched all of Chosen. We loved what we watched. We just don't watch a lot of TV as a family. And I'm not criticizing that if you do. But whenever we get together, when we do family time, you get your own time in our house. I need it. The boys need it. Wife needs it. Everything. But we love family time too. We try to make sure it's more conversational. And I'll tell you why I do that. You know how we were just talking about how kids today are less physical? And that's not an insult to this generation. It's more technological driven, so they're less physical. Well, they're also less conversational. And again, this is not an insult to the next generation. Because of technology now, because of cell phones, iPads, everything's on demand, having a conversation with somebody, sit down at a table and have a pleasant conversation with someone. They're asking you questions. You're giving them detailed answers. And then you in turn are asking them questions. And you're sitting there looking them in the eye, listening to their answers, speaking up, enunciating, having a conversation. That's not something, if you're 60 right now listening to the sound of my voice, you never had to be taught to have a conversation. Because society was less technological, that was just life was having a conversation. It's not that way anymore. Kids today, in my opinion, this is my opinion, I'm not saying I'm father of the year, they need more training when it comes to conversation. They have to be taught more how to have one. So when we do family time, we try to make sure it's not as much TV time. We'll go out to movies and stuff like that if there's a non-commie one, but we try to play board games. Now, because the whole family is competitive, and I want you to know, because everyone's gonna point fingers at me, it's not just me. My wife was on the Canadian national team for gymnastics. She went to school on a full ride for gymnastics. This is a viciously competitive human being. And she will admit this about herself. So I'm very competitive. She's very competitive. The boys are very competitive. So that's a long way of saying family game night almost always ends in a fight. It almost always ends in disaster, whether it's the game of Risk or Monopoly or Life. It will end up with somebody yelling at somebody else. That's a given in our house. Nevertheless, that's what we do for family time. As far as moving to a black site, as people who watch the show on the simulcast, remember, if you go to the First TV, you can watch me do the radio show. I have a TV show on the First TV every night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, but you could also watch me do the radio show. You'll notice the background's different. I look different. The camera looks up, looks closer. It's because for reasons I cannot get into right now, we are not in our normal studio this week. If it sounds weird, if it sounds, and frankly, bad, that's why. That's going to end on Friday. No, I'm not in hiding. The commies aren't trying to kill me any more than they normally are. I can't go into the details of it. I'm just not sitting in the normal chair I'm sitting in, okay? So don't panic. I mean, maybe you should panic at least a little bit about the food supply, but don't panic about the show. Look, you heard me say yesterday, John Kerry, that global warming nut job loser. Global warming's not even real. Anyway, he's going to be America's official representative at Davos when the world leaders get together and discuss just how badly they should destroy our food supply. Are you operating as if the people in charge are trying to destroy your food supply? If you're not, you should be. Having an emergency three-month food kit is basic. That is part of the bare necessities. Food, ammunition, and a way to access clean water is something every single person needs right now. The show is partnered with My Patriot Supply. I freaking adore them. I love them, not just for the people they are, but for the fact they have these three-month food kits already prepped and ready to go. Everything you need, 2,000 calories a day. Everyone who lives in your home needs 3 months of non-perishable food. And I can all but guarantee you, you don't have that now. These kits are $200 off. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com, and that's how you get a three-month food kit, $200 off. Don't wait until the grocery store shelves are empty because John Kerry completed his mission. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go and go now. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And just look, I was talking to Michael during the break, and he felt I needed to be more honest with you. So look, you know how I just said I haven't moved to a black site, that for reasons I couldn't get into, we've moved shows? That was all a lie. As you know, even though I'm 6'8", I have a unique talent as a covert operative. I walk into a room and I just kind of blend in like a shadow, right? So from time to time, I will be called upon to execute secret missions around the globe. Why does the studio look different? Well, I can't get into all the details right now on the black site I'm in. I can't get into all the details on the mission I'm on. All I can say is, it takes a long time to get the blood out of your hands. That's all I'm going to say. So I'm going to leave it at that. Oh, I have to say something else too before we get back to the politics and everything else. So I did have a meeting last night with the suits. Now, it was a very good meeting. Don't get me wrong. It was wonderful. I know you're going to find this shocking. I'm not in trouble. They're thrilled. I can't believe the show's as big as it's gotten, and it's growing, and everyone's thrilled. Okay, everyone's happy. It's good. Bless me to no end. Anyway, but we had to go sit down at this restaurant. And I don't know if you've ever done one of these before, but, well, let me pause real quick. You understand that I'm white trash, right? I can't help it. I'm not ashamed of it. It's not even necessarily that I'm proud of it. It's just who I am, right? Construction family. Ohio, Rust Belt, that's who we are. Then Montana. We didn't eat out a lot when I was a kid. When we did, We went to Red Lobster. And for me, that's why I eat so much Red Lobster to the steaks. It's freaking delicious. That's good dining for me. It's not a bit I do on the radio. I love it. That's how I eat. That's who I am. I love a fast food cheeseburger. That's who I am. Well, the suits never want to eat at those places. And they ask me even, hey, where do you want to eat? Where do you want to eat? And I tell them, I don't know, someplace easy. There's a burger joint right up the road. There's a pub right up the road. I bet they've got a good chicken finger. That's fine. You know, let's get a beer and some chicken fingers or something. It's fine. But they never want to do that. I don't know what it is with corporate America. Why? It's not as if the food tastes really better. And I need to be clear about this. It's not as if it's great or it tastes better. It's just fancier. Anyway, we go sit in this restaurant last night. I kid you not. I'm not making this up. We sit down at this restaurant, and you know how you have a booth, right? You have a booth. You have a restaurant booth. You know what I'm talking about? A restaurant booth sitting there. And then there's another booth. Well, picture this scene. You sit down at your, and I'm doing the air fingers, quote, booth thing. You sit down at your booth, and the first thing you notice is there's a big kind of hole in the center of the table. It's a depressed hole with a grill inside of it. And it's hot. It's really hot. So the grill's on. Okay, so there's a grill in the table. Okay, already that's very, very weird. Second thing you notice, you slide into these booths. In the seats, there's no cushion. There's no padding. It's not even a chair. You ever had a wooden table? Do you have a wooden table? You've seen a wooden table? That's essentially what you sit down on. Totally flat, wood, not so much as a blanket for your butt. Dinner took an hour, I would say, an hour and 10 minutes. My butt was numb by the time I left. It was dumping rain in 45 degrees, and I was a mile from where I was staying at the time. I walked. I said, I need to get feeling back in my butt. I can't feel my butt. Anyway, so that's part of the booth. The second part, and this is the kicker, and this is a fancy restaurant. I don't know what it costs because the suits did the paying. Thanks, suits. Anyway, I don't know what it costs, but this is a fancy restaurant. You sit down. There's no back on the seat, and yet you're backed up to someone else's seat in the booth. In case you're having a hard time picturing this at home, yes, I ate this, quote, fancy dinner where my back was essentially touching the back of the dude behind me who was eating in the exact same situation at his table. And you know, everyone who watches the simulcast or watches my TV show knows, I talk with my hands. Maybe I am part Italian. I don't know. But I'm constantly moving my hands and arms around whenever I'm talking. So I'm elbowing this poor dude. I don't know how many times I hit him in the kidneys. He was probably peeing blood today. That was the dinner experience last night. And then we got some steaks, right? Yeah, just bring some steaks. Sirloin or whatever, ribeye, I don't care. But just bring some steaks. They have to teach you how to order off the menu, which you already know where this is going. They have to teach you how to order. And then he brings this big tray of stuff out and he sets it down on the table and it's all raw. Nothing's cooked. And he just starts chucking crap onto the grill. So you pay, I mean, I don't know, $100, whatever. It was probably a lot of money to eat out. And you don't get a back on your seat. Your butt gets numb and they cook the food in front of you. I don't know. I'm going to let this go. I don't understand this world. Anyway, have you switched your cell phone yet? I bet you at Pure Talk, I bet you they go out and just have a burger with me, some fries, maybe a beer or something like that. In fact, I know they would. Their CEO is a veteran, fought for this country. Pure Talk loves America so much, their customer service here in America. And not only that, they're Americans who speak and understand English. When you dump Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile like a bad habit, and you should, and you switch to Pure Talk, you can actually feel good about where you send your cell phone bill every month. Have you ever felt good about paying your cell phone bill? While Verizon's sending your money to Black Lives Matter, Pure Talk's using your money to help veterans who are thinking about committing suicide. That's how incredible this company is. And it takes you 10 minutes on the phone to switch. Dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly, it's time to switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone, switch to Pure Talk today. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Look, if maybe you don't obla the way I obla, just know, you already know how bilingual I am when it comes to Spanish and uno and dos and tres and that kind of stuff. And you also know that now, since I went to Europe, I also speak European. So every now and then, we might speak in a language that's not familiar to you. Just know it's part of me being a Renaissance man, right? I'm super sophisticated, very, very cultured, trying to make sure you're super sophisticated and very, very cultured. You know what's horrible? The fact our government lies about everything. John Kirby, he got up yesterday, and I'm going to let the whole thing play. It's a little long, but I'm going to let the whole thing play. He was asked some tough questions about how exactly the Secretary of Defense can disappear. Nobody knows. Nobody gets told. What's with the cover-up? Anyway, Michael, cut 9. Go.
Why should we believe anything that this administration tells us about anything ever again?
I think we all recognize, and I think the Pentagon has been very, very honest with themselves about the challenge to credibility by what has transpired here, and how hard it was for them to be fully transparent with the American people. I think we all recognize that. And wait, now just give me a second. Now I know you got another one coming here, but we all recognize that this didn't unfold the way it should have on so many levels, not just the notification process up the chain of command, but the transparency issue. We all recognize that.
I'm having a hard time reconciling something. Now, I've accepted it, but still I'm having a hard time accepting that I've accepted it. Does that make sense? Probably not, because it's a stupid thing to say, but you understand what I'm saying when I explain myself. I do a lot of reading when it comes to evil governments and other countries and battles and wars and all kinds of stuff like that. I'm a history nerd. You're a history nerd. That's who we are, right? And I can't get over that we've become the stories I used to read about the Soviet Union when it comes to the level of deception in our government. And the fact that it's a constant state of deception. And what I mean by that is, if you read old books by people who lived through Soviet communism, people who've gone through it, one thing that's really, it's just amazing is how government lies, and the fact that government's lying about everything at all times, it was always simply built into their conscience. It was just something that was known. You knew when you were a Soviet citizen that when you got home at night, if you happened to turn on your television and you happened to have power and the cable was working and you saw the news, you knew that the news would be bragging about all kinds of things. Wow, the crop was a record crop this year. Man, the Soviet Union's killing it. Our country's going great. And it was just something that everyone understood and everyone kind of snickered about. Oh, yeah, they're all lying about everything all the time, because you knew there was no record crop. You knew there was nothing going great. You knew that they were constantly covering up and lying about everything at all times. You understood no matter what your government said, the opposite was likely true. And that's where we live now. Michael, cut one. Here's the President of the United States of America. Go.
Shovels in the ground, cranes in the air, factories opening, all those jobs, meaning we've created.
We've created more than 12,000 brand new jobs in 2 years. That's more than any president in American history has created in 4 years.
That means overall, we've created more jobs in 2 years than any administration has created in the first 4 years. And I think all this matters. It's no accident.
Our economy has created 10 million jobs. 668 manufacturing jobs.
They were wrong. We recovered all the manufacturing jobs we lost during the pandemic.
If you look at my presidency so far, it's a jobs presidency.
Lying about everything. Oh, and did you see they revised down the job number from 2023? Don't you love the words these pieces of trash use for lying? They put out a jobs report. Look at all the jobs in 2023. And then they just revised it down by over 700,000 jobs. What that means is they lied to your freaking face the first time. That's what that means. These really are the worst people. And what I've said, what I was saying is, like, back to the John Kirby thing, the Lloyd Austin thing, it's hard to accept that the governments I used to mock all the time, like the Soviet Union, the ones we felt bad about, the ones we mocked, the one, that's who we are now. Gosh, that sucks, doesn't it? Let's get to some emails. Or you look, you want to do emails? You want to talk about California state health insurance covering sex changes for illegals? Good freaking grief. Jesse. Hello, European Jesse. Or maybe we should call you Pierre. That is, that's part of my European name. Anyway, after watching that sissy crying about January 6th, I started to wonder about what the German press said after the Reichstag fires. So I did some interweb searches and found articles from German papers. He said translated to English because I don't habla like you. And I wonder if they know they are saying the same stuff. I mean, almost verbatim. Take a look and see for yourself, man. It's gross. I have actually, because I'm a huge nerd like you apparently are, I have done things like that before where I'll go start digging. I'll start obsessing over something. And then I want to see, what were they saying? How did the newspaper thing go? What were they saying? How'd they say? And it's uncanny how often the liars use the same language over and over and over and over and over again. They can't help themselves. Michael, cut 23. This is that guy, Charlemagne the God, again, explaining why he has to vote for Joe Biden, even though he hates him, because, of course, the right is a threat to democracy. Cut 23, go.
You know, I put my name and my reputation on the line with my listeners. And when my listeners feel like he didn't deliver, they come back to me and they say, hey, man, you're the one who told us to vote for, Joe Biden. You're the one who told us to vote for Kamala Harris. So, you know, I care about my listeners and what my listeners think. But I do want to say that, you know, I think President Biden historically has been a lack of a better word, elected official. But, you know, Donald Trump is the end of democracy as we know it.
So you are going to vote for Joe Biden?
I think it's simple and plain. Like, you know, if Donald Trump is the end of democracy as we know it. I don't know what to tell people. And I know it sounds when you say that now in 2024, you've heard it so much because every time, you know, there's a Republican candidate, people say, oh, it's the end of democracy. People say, go so far as to say, oh, he's the Antichrist. Like, but this is one of those times where, you know, it really actually positively is true.
End of democracy. Democracy. It's the end of democracy. Did you know it's going to be the end of democracy? End of democracy. Did you think this is something American communists just came up with this year? The reason you hear that over and over and over and over and over again. Did you think that's something they just came up with? This is something evil communist governments have used over and over and over again to justify the horrible things they're about to do to their political opponents. I have no choice. Look, I have to. He's going to end democracy. Look, we have to arrest them. No, we have to arrest their supporters too. Do you want to end democracy? Gosh, we have no choice. We have to protect democracy. There's nothing new under the sun. This is how these evil people talk all the time. Speaking of evil people, Dr. Fauci and his do not recall things. Well, let's have a very brief COVID conversation before we get back to emails, shall we? Before we do that, let's do something wonderful. Let's talk about preborn. I love these people so much. It makes me feel good when I hear stories from you. Hey, Jesse, I started giving to preborn, and then the emails make me cry. Hey, Jesse, we meet as a family, and we talk about preborn and what they're doing. It blesses me to no end. $28. What does that buy? It buys an ultrasound. It allows preborn to give a woman who's about to have an abortion, they give her an ultrasound free. Hey, come on in, just have a free ultrasound. When a woman gets that, when she hears that heartbeat, she's a mom now. That's why they choose life almost every time. It's the ultimate tool. Get the ultrasound. She will choose life. You are the one providing that ultrasound. You're the one saving lives, you and preborn. $28 buys the ultrasound. $5,000 if you've got it. Remember, it's all tax deductible. Funds the entire network for 24 hours. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, turn it off, Michael. What is that? That's the worst version of that song, which is a great song I've ever heard in my entire life. Who was that, Michael? It's the Who? The Silts? I am so old. I now have never even heard of these people before. The Silts, oh, that sucked. That was absolutely horrible. That song, that version of that song is banned from this show forevermore. There's no, don't you dare say that's the best version of the song, Michael. It's not. No, it's not. That's a dirty lie. Now, speaking of dirty lies, Fauci, quote, could not recall events more than 100 times during a COVID interview with Congress. Okay. Let's just make sure we cap something here. I'm not going to go over the fact that Fauci's a liar and he knew and he lied on purpose and all this other. You get all that. Let's set that aside. I just want to make sure we all understand and that Norm and Norma understand. First, we paid for coronavirus. And I don't mean we paid the price for coronavirus. As of now, if you're looking at all the evidence, and I have, the thing you would bet on, if you had to bet your mortgage on it, the likely thing is that the United States of America, your tax dollars, paid for the creation of the virus that tore this nation apart. Let me say that again. You paid to create coronavirus. How many people have accepted that bitter truth? We funded gain-of-function research. Dr. Fauci oversaw it. Gain-of-function research in Wuhan, Wuhan, in the virology lab in Wuhan, where COVID-19 came from. We created COVID-19, and the system then turned around and used COVID-19 to completely and utterly destroy and alter this nation in ways this nation will never recover from: financially, education, our relation with each other, our relation with doctors, the learning loss in schools, the suffering, the misery. We paid to create the virus. And we paid you, me, thanks to Operation Warp Speed, one of the most evil, despicable pieces of legislation in American history. We paid for the vaccine that killed and is still killing us, blowing up people's hearts, children with heart problems, people falling over dead with no explanation whatsoever. Michael, please play Cut 19. Here's NIH Director Francis Collins. We paid for this.
I think humility is appropriate also in talking about the vaccines. Yes, we were quite confident that the results of the phase three trials were very clear. But of course, we found out later that there were rare events in the case of the mRNA vaccines of pericarditis, myocarditis, in the case of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, rare events of a clotting disorder that was too rare to have popped up in a 30,000 person trial. So there was no reason to know about them then, but they ultimately emerged once we got millions and millions of people getting injected. So yeah, even there, as we said, the vaccines are safe and effective. It would have been appropriate to say, based upon a study rigorously done of 30,000 people, that doesn't rule out the possibility there might be really rare side effects that could, in fact, be significant. And I'm not sure that necessarily we conveyed that as well as we might have.
I'm not sure that we conveyed that as well as we might have. No, you lied, you piece of garbage. You lied. You got on camera and assured the American people over and over and over again of things you didn't know. That means you lied. If I tell you that there's $10,000 sitting in a suitcase on your front porch, and I say it over and over and over again, hey, run to your front porch, there's 10 grand there, there's 10 grand there, there's 10 grand there, and then you show up on your front porch and there's no money and there's no suitcase, I'm a liar. I don't get to come back and say, wow, man, I should have said that there's a chance that there's 10,000 on your porch, there's a decent chance that didn't work out. But anyway, I thought there was a chance. I guess I should have clarified. No, I'm a liar. You lied to the American people. You lied and told them it was effective. You lied and told them it would last. You lied and told them it was safe. You lied and told them it would prevent the spread. You lied and told them it would keep them from getting coronavirus. These are lies. And we paid for it. We not only paid for COVID, we paid for the vaccine that's causing people's hearts to explode. And maybe the saddest part of it is we'll never get a reckoning for that vaccine either because of the collective Republican guilt about that vaccine. The GOP doesn't want to have that conversation because the GOP is as responsible, if not more, than Joe Biden for that vaccine. And that's a hard truth nobody wants to tackle now, is it? But it is the truth just the same. Anyway, we still have another hour. We're moving off of this. I have a bunch of emails to get to. The percentage of illegals being released in the country is pretty much horrible. So we'll talk about that, definitely, and other things. Let's talk about how much we distrust our medical institutions now, speaking of all the COVID stuff. It's a lot, right? I don't know about you. I look at the medical institutions of this country way different than I used to. People ask me a lot why I'm so obsessed with natural solutions now, natural things. It's because I don't trust Big Pharma anymore. I watched how truly evil Big Pharma was I've seen it over and over again. I want natural solutions. That's why I love Chalk. Well, actually, that's not true. I love Chalk because they're hardcore anti-communists, but I also love Chalk because they are natural solutions, natural herbal supplements. It's so much more than just a male vitality stack or female vitality stack. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're looking for, whatever you're trying to improve upon, not your last stop, your first stop should be Chalk. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse is stop number one. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Dig in and start going natural the way I am. I see a difference. I feel a difference. My life is better because of Chalk. Yours can be too. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We still have an hour left. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.